Hello, I'm Sean Crowley from IBM Information Integration Solutions Market Management, and this is an IBM podcast. As the volume and variety of information sources and targets grow within companies, the management of and access to the information become that much more complex. Instead of being utilized in specific applications or for the purpose of a discrete business process, information is now being requested from multiple applications, multiple business processes, and multiple users across the enterprise. And users are increasingly demanding real-time access to that information. The challenge now is, what information integration strategies can I adopt to meet these new business demands? Joining us today to discuss the challenges of virtualizing access to information is Mr. Ian Schmidt, Product Manager in IBM Information Integration Solutions. Welcome, Ian. So, tell us about what kind of changes you're seeing in the marketplace today.
Thank you, Sean. We're seeing four major changes. One around regulatory compliance driving the need to break down silos of information and share that information across the organization. We're also seeing business users that are requiring real-time access to information, and IT just can't build a new database every time there's a new business need. Another area is the speed at which mergers and acquisitions sometimes require that existing systems just need to remain in place. But the information still needs to be accessed and integrated to provide the business value. And then lastly, companies are striving to achieve a single view of the customer or the product across all their different parts of their business. And that information isn't always aggregated in one place.
So can you provide any examples about this?
Sure. One company or one customer of ours that comes to mind is a big life insurance company in China. They have several different facets of their business in which they had accumulated a lot of information about their customers, but they weren't able to share the different parts, information about their customers from across the different subsidiaries. And with adapting this to this data virtualization strategy, they were actually able to go from a scenario where they had 10 people every morning spending a whole day trying to bring data together so they could have reports for their customers and for their managers, to a scenario where they were able to actually deliver the information almost immediately, and they were able to actually do it with just one person.
Wow, that sounds pretty impressive. So what do you need to accomplish this virtualization of information access?
Well, the technology you use to develop data virtualization or create data virtualization needs to have a number of characteristics. One is that it needs to be transparent. And by transparent, I mean several different things. One, I mean the ability to be able to look at a wide range of data and be able to provide a single view such that it looked like multiple databases look like a single database. And that's very important. Another important aspect of transparency is to be able to address the differences that exist among networks and servers and database technologies and file technologies, and be able to actually make those all work within the single view of the data. Secondly, you need the heterogeneity. You need to be able to not just work with one vendor's data or one data format, but you need to be able to deal with a very wide range of technologies, very wide range of data formats, and a very wide range of vendors. And then lastly, and probably most importantly, the ability to be able to do this while offering reasonable levels of performance is probably the most demanding and most difficult thing for software vendors to get to. So strategies that allow you to combine data from multiple different data sources in a performant way is critical.
So this sounds like a combination of approaches to information integration. Do companies need to re-architect their entire IT landscape to make it happen?
No, Sean. In fact, the whole point of data virtualization as a strategy is to allow the different data sources to retain their autonomy and then enable the organization to bring together the data without having to create new data sources.
So what technologies are you seeing play a role in information virtualization?
Well, there are a number of technologies that play into this whole strategy. A very key one is a technology we call federation. And federation allows us to, is also known as EII, Enterprise Information Integration. And it allows you to take several different data sources and bring them together and present them as a unified whole, regardless of whether they come from, they're quite different. And so federation is a key technology for data virtualization. Another key one is the whole movement towards service-oriented architecture and the ability to not only take, say, a query that was built in a federated view, but maybe even take data or information tasks such as ETL or data cleansing and take various types of data information tasks and present them as a service and provide a virtual view that is for which how the data is actually implemented or how the service is actually provided is transparent to the user. So a technology that we have at IBM that brings these different technologies together, federation and service enablement, as well as ETL and data cleansing and to some extent data profiling all around metadata, is a product we call IBM Information Server.
That's really interesting. So if a company does this, what are the benefits that they can hope to achieve?
Yeah, the benefits of data virtualization are one, productivity. You can actually, by actually making the complexity behind that exists in our IT infrastructures less prominent, and by creating an abstraction layer, we're able to increase the productivity of developers and the speed at which you can actually build things. And we've done some tests to suggest that this could be as much as 200%. The second thing is cost savings. You can actually, since you can build things faster, you can also build things cheaper. And a big part of that is being able to leverage data that you already have. Whenever you don't have to create a new database, then there's an ongoing expense for maintenance of that database that you don't have to incur. So it's basically improving return on investment and primarily through reusing the assets you already have.
That's great. Thanks for sharing those insights, Ian. It sounds like data virtualization really provides some strong benefits to companies today, so I can see how the IBM Information Server can really provide significant value to organizations. So thanks for joining us. Be sure to join us next week for the next issue of this podcast series focused on the role of the data steward in organizations today. For IBM Information Integration Solutions Market Management, this is Sean Crowley. We look forward to hearing from you again soon.